So it sounds like you had a good experience, Luis, during the past few months.
Yes. Yes, I did. And that is mainly the reason I've decided to run for election. Not just the experience that I've had on the board, but also the makeup of the board. I think it's a really great, proactive board who all work really well together. And while we may have our differences from time to time, I think we all look towards the best interests of Carbondale.
What do you support in terms of current town direction?
Some of the things I support are obviously the streetscape fund, the tax renewal that's coming up here on the ballot. It's something that if we didn't have, I think what the town looked like overall would be very different. I also do support the entertainment district, as folks are calling it, the open container experiment that's happening now for the summer for the first Fridays. I think it's important to maintain the economic vitality of the town. The other things I think that are important, which we're also hopefully will be a part of, is the Regional Housing Authority. I know it's in the process of undergoing their study, but I don't think it's an issue that can be solved by just one of our towns. I think it really requires a multifaceted approach with all the different towns that are within our valley to see how we can best address the issue. And also, you know, continued support of our immigrant population, letting them know that, you know, we're here to help.
What changes would you like to see the town make?
As we're looking towards the Park and Recs Department, taking a pool survey. Also in terms of, we recently increased the rates for the recreation center. I think I'd love to see longer hours at the rec center. I really want to hear from our constituents, our residents in Carbondale, to see what it is that they want and what's the best way that the board can go about making this happen. While I may have some ideas that I think, you know, are very dear and important to me, I really want to know what we as public servants on the town board can do for our residents. I think what we're doing now and looking towards waste diversion, I think, is important, but, you know, we need input from people who live in the town.
Well, Luis Yanes, what skills do you think you bring to the Carbondale Board of Trustees?
I think I bring professionalism from my background. I bring an understanding of issues that maybe are looked at sometimes on a big city scale, but can be applied to a small town. I think I also bring, you know, bilingual understanding to how to hopefully communicate better with our immigrant community. I think those are important skills to have on town council and really follow through in terms of what's happening, you know, issues that may arise from time to time and how best to address them.
What's the first thing you'd do if you got elected?
I think the first thing I would do is really look at our affordable housing. And I think with what is coming up now in the November election, with some of other organizations looking for also tax increases, how we can really push the Regional Housing Authority to collaborate with other organizations like RAFTA and other public-private partnerships to really get a plan in place for how to address the issue. We need to address the needs of residents who are already here in the Valley. You know, our teachers or, you know, police or firefighters, people who really are needed in the Valley, and how best to address affordability issues.
You are the Carbondale representative on Garfield County's Energy Advisory Board, or EAB. Why did you decide to do that, and what have you gotten out of attending those meetings?
The Energy Advisory Board, I think, to me, is really interesting because so much of what is happening right now in Garfield County has a tendency to happen on the western end of our county. But to me, I think it's important to maintain Carbondale's interest and the support that we can provide for other municipalities. I think what's happening right now with Battlement Mesa and the issues that are coming up there are important, and not just as somebody who's on town council, but as a private citizen. I support the residents and activists who are, you know, urging the state to deny the proposal because these wells, I think, are just starting to get way too close to residential areas, and I think it's setting a really bad precedent for what may happen in the future in terms of these oil and gas developments. And I think it's important to also present alternatives to renewables. To me, this seems to be the good forum to really bring those up.
Well, Luis Yanes, thank you very much for taking the time to talk with me today. Good luck.
Thanks.